Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is Ryan Minkin. It's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. Hope you had a great 4th of July. Now we have a ton of questions that we got on Facebook and Twitter from you about the offseason. Nick wants to know about the secondary this year on the defense. He says, did you see the Ravens secondary immediately dominating early in the season?
Well, I think it has a chance to dominate for sure. I think it's got a lot of talent back there. Immediate is the question here, and I think that Matt Elam, you know, he's a rookie. If he's a starter, which I expect him probably to be, then I think that there is a little bit of a growing process with a rookie who's starting for the first time. So I think that there could be, you know, a period there where he's adjusting and mistakes are made, especially at safety. Safety is a very mental position. A lot goes into that. You have to know all the assignments on the back end, and that's going to take some time for Matt Elam to get used to. With that said, they're not going to put him out there if he's not ready.
Right.
He's not going to be starting if he's not ready. But I think that it will continue to get better with Elam's age, with him getting comfort level with Michael Huff adjusting to the Ravens' defense. I think all of that will continue to build as the season goes along.
The other thing here, too, is not just Matt Elam at safety. The Ravens lost 3 of their 4 starters from week 1 last year in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Reed, Bernard Pollard, and Kerry Williams. And then, of course, consider Ladarius Webb's coming back from a torn ACL. You've got Corey Graham, Jimmy Smith. You know, there's a lot to replace there in the guys that left. So expecting him to come in and immediately dominate, those are high expectations. The other thing I also think you should consider is that I think the defensive front is going to be much better, and that will in turn help the back end. If you have these guys, Elvis Dumervil and Terrell Suggs and Haloti Ngata getting after the quarterback, that makes life a whole lot easier on Matt Elam in the back end. So
right.
I don't necessarily know if they're going to come in and dominate from week one. That's a high expectation to put on these guys. But I do think the group will be good, and I think it'll be fun to watch because there's a lot of young, fast guys, and that's what the Ravens wanted to do with that spot this offseason. All right, the next question wants to know about Joe Flacco. Will Flacco be allowed to do more audibles this year and run his style of offense?
Well, I think that's something that's always kind of been misperceived in Baltimore, that Joe Flacco doesn't have control of the Ravens' offense. It's a growing process, kind of same thing I said with Matt Elam. With quarterbacks especially, you give them a little bit at a time every year, more of the offense, more of the offense. They get more control, and we've seen that throughout Joe Flacco's progression. Last year, he had the most control that he's ever had, 3rd and 1 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco calls the audible and throws it out to Bolden. Joe Flacco has a lot of control already, and he works very closely with Jim Caldwell, and I think that will continue to grow this year and will become more Joe's offense, and I think that that's something that it's just overblown too much.
I don't think that people really have a full grasp on kind of what goes on with the play calling. You know,
right.
People think that one play comes in and then Joe, you know, makes a decision. There's a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage. You read what the defense is doing, whether the safety's up or the linebacker's
up. Multiple plays that are coming in.
Right. So
at
you're.
One time.
It's all on the quarterback to make those decisions. So I think that that's one thing that you just got to keep in mind. It's not just like Flacco has no control of the offense. Give him the reins. Let him, you know, let him make the play calls.
Right.
So it doesn't really work that way. He already has a lot of control, and he's making reads at the line of scrimmage, and I think he'll continue to do that. This is Joe Flacco's offense. He's in his 6th year. This is his offense. He's the big-time quarterback. He's the, you know, the franchise guy. He's going to have as much freedom as probably just about any other quarterback.
I would also add one more thing, that with Jim Caldwell's offensive philosophy, he really wants to let his quarterbacks have control, like
yeah.
he did with Peyton Manning. He wants them to be able to read defenses and make adjustments to have an easy pass. That's what he likes to do. So, yes, he will push that more with Joe Flacco.
All right, the third question, Tori wants to know about the secondary. Once again, how's Ladarius Webb doing in recovering from his torn ACL? He's had 2 in the past 3 years. How do you think he looks?
Right now, I think he looks good. But, you know, right now we're not seeing a whole lot. So he was going through a mini camp, individual drills, really just kind of working on his back pedal, cutting out of that back pedal. And I thought he looked good in that, you know, looked like he still had that explosion. And one thing I'd like to say here is that knee surgeries have advanced so much with ACL tears and whatnot. I mean, it wasn't 10 years ago where it took a guy, you know, a year, more than a year, year and a half to get back. I mean, look at what Adrian Peterson did.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what Ladarius Webb did. He already went through this once, came back, and had a really almost a what could be considered a Pro Bowl year coming off his first knee injury. So I don't see any signs of him slowing down over the long term or not being able to be the same player. I think he will make a full recovery, and he looks good so far.
I get what you're saying, but I also want to issue a little bit of a word of caution because I think that Adrian Peterson's kind of set a new standard with this, when people look at him and say, well, he came back 7 or 8 months later and he ended up winning the NFL's rushing title and he showed no signs of having any lingering issues. People are looking at RG3 this year and saying he's going to start week 1, he's going to be the same player that he was before. But there's also Derrick Rose in the NBA, and he didn't play all year. And so it depends how your body reacts and how you recover. And he's also not given out a clear date of, this is what I want to be 100%. It's not training camp. It's not week one. It's not. He hasn't necessarily said. He said, when I'm back, I'll be back and I'll be playing at a high level. And if he's healthy, his expectation is to be a Pro Bowler, to be a leader of this defense. So I think if he's back, that's what he expects, and that's what I would expect from him as well. So, all right, so that's all the time that we have this week, Ravens fans. But as always, you know you can keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.